Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles are coming off of a 23-20 win over the Buffalo Bills at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. Today at the NovaCare Complex, we heard from head coach Chip Kelly. And among the topics he hit on today, we heard him talk about the emotion of yesterday's game. And while there are obviously a lot of storylines both on and off the field leading into the game, he was pleased with the way his team kept their emotions in check to come out with the win.
You know, it's important to play with emotion, but not let emotion play with you. Don't let them take you out of your game. You know, when you do retaliate, it's really kind of a selfish act because you're hurting your team. You know, you may feel good about that one instant where you kind of got back at that guy, you know, for what you felt was he did wrong to you. But in the end, it hurts the team. So it's, you know, it's about putting the team goals in ahead. But we did talk to our guys leading into this game about, you know, not getting involved in that stuff. So.
Kelly also highlighted a number of standout performances from his players on Sunday, and he made sure to mention Jason Peters, who, though he has been dealing with some injuries this season, he's played well and battled through them, and it's helped the Eagles in the long run.
I think he's played well, and I think he's battled. You know, that's the one thing about Jason is probably one of the toughest guys we've had. You know, you know, there's a lot of times you don't even know what he's gone through, you know, but what he does to prepare himself on a weekly basis to play. But I think he's been a warrior for us, to be honest with you.
And while Kelly did highlight veterans like Peters, he also mentioned some of the younger players, like Ed Reynolds and Jalen Watkins, two young members of the secondary who have come back to this Eagles team after originally being cut in training camp to contribute in a big way to this Eagles defense.
Depth, position, you know, he's a safety. We were only going to keep four. You know, we had a little position versatility. You know, your corners can play nickel. Ed's not a nickel. He's a safety, but a really good special teams player. But it was a very difficult decision for us. We felt like we had some depth in the secondary. You know, we traded away Brandon, but we still cut Jalen at that time, and we still cut Ed. But we were fortunate to get both those guys back. Jalen's playing really well for us right now on special teams, and Ed's obviously gotten better and better at safety. But we felt going in that we had some depth. We knew in camp we had some depth in the secondary, so. It was going to be a difficult decision, and I said that going into it. I thought we were going to have some difficult decisions back there.
That will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week as we bring you live press conferences from Sam Bradford, D'Amico Ryans, and Malcolm Jenkins, and for all of the latest Eagles news.